USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation today on the rising costs of goods across the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the speech will be about more than going over the president's plan to combat inflation.
What you will also hear him talk about is the contrast, and the contrast that his plan and the plans he has been implementing for months now draws with those on the other side of the aisle who have not put forward any plan.
Republicans are blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year for the inflation. An escaped inmate could be back behind bars in Alabama tomorrow. He was caught yesterday in Indiana with a corrections officer accused of helping him walk out of the jail 11 days ago. But Vicky White is dead. Authorities say she committed suicide after a high-speed chase. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Pro-abortion activists gather outside the homes of the six conservative Supreme Court justices to protest an illegally leaked draft opinion indicating the court will overturn the Roe v. Wade opinion that legalized abortions nationwide. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of those protesters.
These thugs have no business at the private homes of any government officials, these Supreme Court justices or anyone else. These thugs who dox the justices should be embarrassed and ashamed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden says without proof, more people will die from COVID if Congress doesn't act. He says the nation will lose its place in line to order new vaccines for the fall when another surge is expected. He's asking to separate the $10 billion request from another military aid package for Ukraine, which is one reason it remains stalled. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
A Los Angeles mother is now confessing to killing her three young children with the alleged help of her teenage son. The Los Angeles Police Department saying Angela Dawn Flores is now booked on suspicion of three counts of murder. The unidentified 16-year-old is booked on one count of murder. He's being held in juvenile hall. The bodies of the three kids between the ages of 8 and 12 were found Sunday. The FDA is weighing the possible benefits of an annual COVID shot. Dr. Brian Alslip with the University of Texas Health System saying it's likely that physicians would only target certain groups. He says a COVID vaccine could be developed quicker than the one for the flu. That means it could be more easily matched to the strain that's circulating each year. However, he warns a lot of this depends on how the virus progresses and if the waves come like we see with the flu. The NFL is announcing a doubleheader for Week 2 of Monday Night Football for the upcoming season. The difference from previous seasons will be the games will overlap instead of airing at separate times. The first game will feature the Tennessee Titans traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The second contest starts at 8:30 Eastern Time with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Minnesota Vikings. The entire NFL schedule will be released this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.